News from campus matters to you.
And me.
And me.
And me.
And us.
So, weekdays at 5pm, URN brings you The Pulse. 1 hour of news stories that matter to you.
And me.
And me.
And
I think they get the point. The Pulse. Weekdays from 5.
Because the BBC don't care about the beer prices in Mooch.
You are listening to The Pulse. Today you are joined here in the studios by Charlie, me, Jamie, Harkiran and Harriet as well. But first we're going to talk about a careers fair in Nottingham today that has hosted some controversial companies. So this time of year there are lots of talks and companies on campus for students looking for prospective careers. Today there's been a career fair in the Engineering and Science Centre on University Park. This fair hosted many companies along with companies such as BAE Systems, Rolls-Royce, MBDA and AWE. The attendance of some of these companies has caused controversy on campus due to their involvement with the selling of arms. LeftSoc, a society on campus, went to the fair to protest against the presence of such companies, and our head of speech went to go talk to them.
Hi, so could you introduce yourself and tell me what you're protesting on campus today?
Yeah, my name is Malak. I'm the General Secretary for UON Left Society, and we are protesting UON giving a platform to arms companies on campus.
And why is this an important issue to raise, do you think?
Arms companies are directly responsible for murder and occupation in the Global South. They're a big tool for people like governments like Saudi Arabia bombing Yemen, and we think it's absolutely unacceptable that university promotes murder as a career choice.
Do you think the UK can be seen as slightly hypocritical when it calls out human rights violations when it sells weapons to countries like Saudi Arabia?
Absolutely. The UK is directly implicated in human rights abuses abroad. It has been historically. We're deeply hypocritical.
Do you think many students are ignorant around these kind of issues?
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't know until recently how involved the university and how invested the university is in arms companies. Even today, we found out that the university makes £29 million out of trade deals with BAE Systems.
Great, thank you for chatting. Is there any kind of contact details you could leave for people who are interested in getting vocal about this issue?
Yes, we have Twitter, which is UON Left Soc. We're also on Facebook with the same name, UON Left Society.
And if you have one final message for the university about why they should stop giving a platform to these groups.
Science students could do so many amazing things with their career, and I say this as a STEM student myself. To promote murder and occupation of people in the Global South is unacceptable and doesn't need to happen. Also, the university claims that it's a global university, and I think it's absolutely unacceptable that a university that prides itself on being global supports a global campaign of terror caused by BAE Systems and other arms trade companies.
Great, thank you very much.
That was Harry there from my head of speech talking to a member of UON LeftSoc. So guys, my question to you is, do you personally oppose to these companies being invited to career fairs on campus?
I think that with such companies, it's really difficult because they do offer really amazing opportunities for graduates, and you don't necessarily go into the production of arms within those companies as a graduate. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that the uni is, as was said on the interview, promoting the companies for their use of arms necessarily. They're more promoting their more engineering side of things perhaps, or mechanics and in their building of crafts or like aircrafts or engines rather than weaponry.
Okay, anybody else?
So, like you said, the university itself isn't promoting these companies selling arms to these areas, but they are giving them a platform to stand on, and by giving them access to the students, it's also giving them a platform to expand and grow. It is good for the students, and there is opportunities, but there's a lot of companies out there that the university could contact if they wanted to avoid any kind of association. They're not like out of options for people to talk to.
I think the other thing is though, unless they, this became like a university-wide, like across all universities in like the UK, from becoming more anti these companies, you're not going to get much results from it, I don't think. As in, how much will impact will UON preventing these companies having a platform here have an impact on the company overall, and will it just actually have a detrimental impact to our graduates and just give other university graduates a bit better chance?
I don't know, it might pose a question for other universities.
I think if our university stopped allowing these companies on to promote themselves, then you're going to end up with the university promoting its own political agenda. And in recent weeks, where lecturers have been accused of promoting their own political views to students whilst delivering their lectures, then the university can't say we aren't allowing anyone with this stand at our university, because then it's them doing the same thing, and it's that idea of indoctrinating their students with their own ideas rather than the students being able to express themselves and develop as they wish to.
So it could be like expressing too much bias if these companies are banned. I do agree with that, and but I also like to add, there's nothing wrong with what the left SOC is doing by protesting this. I understand completely where they're coming from, mm-hmm. and why they thought they needed to bring attention to that.
Yeah, they had banners today at the Engineering and Science Fair, and it was said, UN left SOC demilitarised knots, and it talks about BAE chairman, we will stop doing it when they tell us, we maintain peace by having the ability to make war, in quotation marks. So they're directly quoting the chairman of BAE there, on billboards. Companies, it's quite a difficult one, because it's quite controversial, because if you look at companies, for example, who have hit the media and for something wrong in their company, they tend to be slated and people tend to boycott them. So why not, in terms of education, would we not boycott companies if they are seen as almost immoral in some cases?
I think with that, it's also a measurement of what you deem as immoral. Like, I'm not promoting the use of arms. I'm not pro-arms.
Yeah, let's not promote that.
Yeah, that is not what I'm saying here. But also, like, there's so many companies that come here for the careers fairs and careers talks that I feel like if we had took moral issue with so many different things, I don't know how many companies you'd actually have left here.
Mm.
So
yeah, that's my problem with it.
Yeah.
There's a solution actually to keep it as varied as possible and to increase the different kinds of companies we have at these fairs.
I mean, I feel like we have quite a vast range. Like, we have everything from a small digital marketing company in Notts called Hallam, and then also something as big as BA. Like, it's very, very varied what is offered on campus. But I mean, if we had various newspapers on campus, you'd be like, no, this is too left wing or this is too right wing, and you'd be, are we promoting conservative or Labour views? Or it can never end.
I think also the fact that companies, they can have so many of their own departments within it. If you consider for engineering a company like Rolls-Royce, then you could be going into that because you want to help manufacture cars. Yeah. It could be for jet engines. If those engines are then applied to military equipment, whether it be for planes or for other military vehicles, is that necessarily you sort of supporting a company to go into arms dealing? There are too many ways that the technology can go.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fine line, isn't it?
Yeah.
It poses the question, can you condemn a company for one section of the business?
Also, I think sometimes there can be instances where if you have made a breakthrough with something in terms of technology and it being better and more effective, then if that is picked up by the military, you weren't necessarily making it for that intent. It's just so happened to fall into their hands.
Well, if you are interested in joining the Left Society, it's a non-hierarchical campaigning collective open to all who identify as left-wing. They have their meeting today at 6 p.m. in D137 in Portland Building. And you, as she said on the little clip there, you can follow them on Twitter at UNLeftSoc or on Facebook at UNLeftSociety. It'd be really interesting, actually, to find out some views of engineering and science students. I don't know if any of you are engineering or science students. Are you in the room? No?
No.
It'd be very interesting to hear their opinions because, you know, these are their prospective careers.
Yeah.
If it would be interesting if today's protests affected any of
their opinions,
opinions on which companies they approached, for example. Because if you have got such a protest in front of you and such a campaign in front of you near these companies, it would, me personally, it would deter me from going over to their stand, maybe just because I'd be afraid of being hollered at or anything like that, or it might make me think, oh, I don't want to work for that company, for example. So it might be interesting to find out if it deterred anybody in particular. So if anybody's listening who's a science or engineering student, it'd be really interesting to know, especially if you went to the careers fair, if you were deterred by any of the protests today. You can get in contact with URN at www.urn1350.net. That's a free web text there as well. You can give us a little cheeky tweet at URN1350, or give us a Facebook message at URN1350 as well. Or you can give us a little text at 07903 545252.
The Pulse, the news that matters to you.